Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
I did tell you at the beginning of the show that Johan Hari would be joining us. He's a best-selling author and journalist, and he's just written this new book, Magic Pill. And, you know, I hadn't actually heard of Ozempic up until a few months ago. I'm a late bloomer, or what? There's a word for it. I do things very slowly. So I have learned so much. Let me tell you, Johan, this book is unbelievable. Welcome, welcome, welcome. How are you?
Oh, thank you so much. I'm massively over-caffeinated, so it's possible I'll die during this interview. This will be my last public statement, but if it does, blame the caffeine, not the Ozempic.
All right, I'll watch you carefully because you're on camera and I'm not, and I've got to tell you, you're looking outstanding. I mean, boy, are you looking good. Right?
Wow, you're like a self-esteem booster beyond. Thank you so much.
But you are, Jan. I mean, how much weight have you lost in the past year?
Yeah, I lost 3 stone, which is 42 pounds. I can never do kilos. But, you know, it's a really weird thing because I remember, so a lot of people will be in the position you're in, right? They won't know what we're talking about. So the people who don't know, there's been a huge scientific breakthrough. We now have a new kind of weight loss drug that works in a totally new way that causes massive weight loss. The average person who takes Ozempic or Wegovy will lose 15% of their body weight. The average person who takes Mounjaro, which is the next in this class of drugs, loses 21% of their body weight. And I remember when I first learned about this, the first thing I thought is, oh, this is a fad, right? We've had fads before about diet drugs. And the scientists say, no, no, this isn't a fad. This is a staggering medical breakthrough. We've cracked the code of what regulates human appetite and its gut hormones. I'll explain what that means in a minute. But the key thing, I think, is that the minute I learned about this, I immediately felt really conflicted because I really felt two things at the same time. The first thing I thought was, well, this could save my life because, you know, I had been obese most of my adult life. I was about to turn 44, which is the age my grandfather was when he died of a heart attack. Loads of the men in my family have heart problems. My dad had terrible heart problems. My uncle died of them. And I knew that obesity makes you much more likely to get heart problems. But actually, even just being overweight, even slightly overweight, makes it significantly more likely you'll develop over 200 known diseases or complications. Or if you get them, they'll be worse. So I thought, wow, if we've actually got a drug that can reduce or reverse obesity, that's going to be a big deal, possibly for me. But I also thought, wait a minute, this sounds way too good to be true, right? This, you know, do you really get such a thing as a free lunch when it comes to something like health? Taking a drug is a very serious thing. So really to get to the bottom of this, for my book Magic Pill, I went on this big journey all over the world from Iceland to Minneapolis to Okinawa in the south of Japan, to interview the leading experts, the biggest defenders of the drug, the biggest critics of the drug, and really to try to figure out what this is going to mean for all of us.
And you taking it at the same time. So you're experiencing firsthand what it is to take this drug. You know, before we jump into everything that you've said, Johan, the first time I was introduced to you was watching you do a TED Talk. I know that your TED Talks have had something like over 93 million views, and maybe that's changed today. But you have a way of communicating. You have a way of explaining things. You have a way of telling stories and being able to, as I said, explaining these scientific findings And that it was about addiction. It was about the need for connection. And then you and I chatted a few years ago about your book, Lost Connections. And so I'm really explaining this because I'd like the listeners to get an idea that a book called Magic Pill and really unpacking this Ozempic, and I hope I'm pronouncing this
yeah, you are.
Name correctly. Fantastic. You know, you uncover it. You literally don't leave a stone unturned. You go into the science, but in such a brilliant way. And then you weave it with your own personal stories and other people's stories. It's so readable. It's so balanced. And what I love about it is what you've just explained. Like at the beginning, you thought, oh, but it's not, I mean, there are no free things. You can't, there has to be something about this. You know, you can't just be losing weight. And then I had that idea. And then as I read a little bit, and the next idea would be like, well, why can't you just have willpower? And then you explained that in the book. And then I thought, well, what about the disadvantages? And then you explained that each, honestly, I can't rave enough about it, because each chapter you unpack everything that would come up in a person's mind when they think of taking this Ozempic. So you kind of, like, as it came up, you addressed it. Such a brilliant way of writing this book, Johan. And so starting off with you, with your personal, you spoke about being obese for a large portion of your life. You unpack that in the book. You talk about the relationship you had with your mother and your father. So we go into the psychology, then we go into all of that. For you writing the book and unpacking and looking at all the science, and in the conclusion you say, I don't want to actually reveal in the conclusion, because I do want people
spoiler
to.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, they have to read the book. But in terms of you and what unfolded in you personally, what was that like?
Oh, thank you so much for what you just said. I'm too British to accept compliments, so I'll just blush.
No, it was amazing, honestly.
Oh, thank you.
No, it's so true, so true.
In terms of how it felt for me, it's the weirdest thing. So, if you ate something now, doesn't matter what it is, after a little while, your pancreas will produce a hormone called GLP-1. And GLP-1 is part of your body's natural signals, just going, hey, you've had enough, stop eating. Right? It's the brakes, basically. But natural GLP-1 only stays around in your system for a few minutes and then it's washed away. What these drugs do is they inject you with an artificial copy of GLP-1 that, instead of sticking around for a few minutes, sticks around in your system for a whole week. So it has this really strange effect that you feel really full, really fast. I'll never forget, the second day I was on Ozempic, I went to this cafe just up the road from where I live. And I went in and I ordered what I used to order every day for breakfast. I'm slightly embarrassed to say, which was a huge chicken sandwich with loads of chicken and mayo. And normally I would eat that, I would wolf it down, and I would still want some potato chips or something. But that morning, I went in and I ordered it, and I had like three or four mouthfuls and I was just full. I didn't want any more. And that was really how it felt from then on. It's not like being on a diet where you're sort of denying yourself, you're hungry, but you discipline yourself not to eat. You don't actually want to eat very much because you feel very full very quickly. Which is why you lose such an extraordinary amount of weight. As I say, I lost, you know, 3 stone, 42 pounds in a year. So you get these incredible benefits. The subtitle of my book, Magic Pill, is The Extraordinary Benefits and Disturbing Risks of the New Weight Loss Drugs. And I straight away began to experience loads of the benefits, and I experienced some of the risks. And the benefits are really clear. Obesity, sadly, is catastrophic for your health. I'm embarrassed to say that the thing that most shocked me in the research for the book was actually something I thought I knew since I was a little boy, which is that obesity is really bad for you. I know it sounds really dumb and obvious, but I was stunned by how bad it is for you. Even just being overweight makes you more likely to get cancer, diabetes, heart disease, stroke. Almost everything we fear health-wise is made more likely by being overweight or obese. And we know that if you reverse that, you largely reverse that health risk. This is why if you take these drugs and you started with a BMI higher than 27, you're 20% less likely to have a heart attack or stroke. It's a really big deal. Obesity is, in countries like Britain, one of the biggest killers. South Africa's not obviously as bad as we are, but you're catching up with us, right?
Yeah, we are.
So massively catching up. So the benefits are obvious and they are huge. But there's also 12 significant risks that I go through in the book. And the book is called Magic Pill because there's really three ways these drugs could be magic, right? The first way is the most obvious. They could just solve the problem of obesity. And I've got to tell you, there are days when it feels like that, right? My whole life I've overeaten. Now I inject myself once a week in the leg with a tiny little EpiPen. I barely feel it. I don't overeat anymore. It feels like magic. The second way it could be magic is more disturbing. It could be like a magic trick. It could be like a conjurer who shows you a card trick while secretly picking your pocket. It could be that over time, the 12 big risks associated with these drugs that I go through in the book outweigh the benefits. That is definitely possible. The third way it could be magic is, I actually think the most likely, think about the stories of magic that we grew up with. Like, think about Aladdin, right? You find the lamp, the genie appears, you make a wish, and your wish comes true, but never quite in the way you expected, right? You end up with all these unpredictable effects. These drugs are so powerful. The effect is so dramatic. This is why almost half of Americans now want to take these drugs. And a few years from now, there'll be a daily pill. There'll be a dollar a day. You know, I predict huge numbers of South Africans will be taking them. And that is going to have all sorts of unpredictable effects, some of which are beginning to be visible now.
Wow, so much. Let's take a quick break. Let's come back after the break. I just want to make people aware that this is not a new drug, that this has been on the market for a long period of time because it's been used by people who have sugar diabetes. So there's that. And so what, it's about 17 or however many years, there's findings. But now it's being used on people who are overweight and not who have diabetes. So we'll unpack that. But a quick break. We'll be right back.
Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Well, welcome back to the show, The DL Link Show on 101.9 Chai FM. I have Johan Hari on the show. He is the author of 3 New York Times best-selling books. His brand new book, Magic Pill, The Extraordinary Benefits and Disturbing Risks of the New Weight Loss Drugs. And honestly, it is such a brilliant book. Really, if you are interested in this industry, if you're interested in taking the pill, if people you know are not the pill, that's the injection, if people you know are on it, if you're just curious about the industry, if you're curious about the psychology behind obesity, or if you're curious about the food industry behind obesity, all of it is there. And it's so beautifully put together. Honestly, I can't rave enough about this book. And it's all there. It's all there. So, but just before the break, I wanted to share with the audience that this is not a new drug, and that people who suffer from diabetes have been on it for, what did you say, the past 17 years?
Nearly 19 years now. Yeah. So this set of drugs have two effects. So one is that they have these effects on appetite that we're talking about. And the other is that they stimulate the creation of insulin, which is obviously what diabetics need. And that's really important for when we think about the safety of these drugs, because lots of the scientists say, I was very worried about, what are these drugs safe, right? And what a lot of the scientists say, not all of them, but a lot when you talk about this, is, well, look, actually, we've got quite a lot of evidence on these drugs because diabetics have been using them for a long time. And they don't put it quite as bluntly as this, but they sort of say, look, if these drugs made you grow horns, the diabetics would have horns by now, right? Which is a good and important point and should give us some sense of security. But there are 12 big risks associated with these drugs, many of which are still being debated because people have only been taking them for weight loss for a couple of years. So some scientists are concerned they may increase your risk of thyroid cancer, which is a very rare form of cancer, but they're worried that may be the case, although some other scientists disagree. Some scientists are worried about the effect on pregnant women. We know that if you give these drugs to rats when they're pregnant, they're more likely to have babies with birth deformities. Those are both highly contested, but some people are worried about them. There's a few that really worried me. There's one that I experienced, and it was a weird thing. So for the first 6 months I was taking the drugs, I was getting what I wanted, right? I was losing a huge amount of weight. My back pain went away. You know, good-looking people were hitting on me. All sorts of good things were happening, right? But weirdly, I didn't actually feel better in myself emotionally. If anything, I felt slightly worse. So I was trying to think, that's weird. Why is this happening? And I learned that there's some scientists, again, this is disputed, but some scientists are concerned these drugs may be causing depression or even suicidal feelings in a small number of people. I think, why would that be? What's going on? And I realized, for me, I had a real kind of awakening about it in a branch of KFC in Las Vegas, of all places. I was in Las Vegas and I was researching for a different book, something very painful. I was researching the murder of someone that I knew and loved, which was very difficult. And I went into a branch of KFC that I'd been into 1,000 times. And I ordered what I would have ordered, before I was on Ozempic. I ordered a bucket of fried chicken, right? And I remember looking at it and just thinking, oh, I can't eat this, right? You can't overeat when you're on Ozempic, you would vomit. So I had one chicken drumstick and I couldn't eat any more. And I remember really consciously thinking, oh, you're just going to have to feel bad then. And I realized what these drugs do is they interrupt your eating patterns radically. It's obviously a good thing. It means you eat less. It's why you lose weight. But what that can also do is bring to the surface some of the deep underlying reasons why you eat in the first place, right? And I go through in the book, there's five reasons why people eat. Only one of them is, you know, the obvious one, to sustain your body. The other four are all psychological reasons. And again, that can be a good thing, right? To interrupt that. Obviously, there's better ways for me to deal with not feeling good than KFC, but that can be a difficult and bumpy transition. And that's just one of the 12.
That's so interesting that you say, because I don't want to put words to it, but it's sort of like, it's not a comfort. Some people, there could be comfort eating, but for some people, the eating is just making you feel better. It's filling you up on whatever level. We're not going into that. But what I hear you saying is that when you automatically feel full, and you're not going to get that feeling that we get, that wonderful thrill, that comforting, that high, the whatever, that we're not always conscious that we get when we eat, but if we think about it, we certainly do get that. You're saying that you don't really get that because you don't fully eat all the stuff that you would, which would give you those natural, not the natural highs, but that would give you the high or the sense of being full or okay or whatever it is. And that's something else you have to navigate. And that's quite fascinating, because you're dealing with the real crux of not why a lot of people are obese, but certainly it plays a part. You also talk about the food industry and how we've been fed the wrong foods, and we're building this, you know, nation of people who are obese because of it. But the psychological part of it is really interesting, Johan, and that must have been, and it must be quite difficult to navigate that.
I think what these drugs are doing is bringing, these drugs are about to explode all over the world. They've blown up in the United States. They're now blowing up in Europe. They will blow up in South Africa soon enough, I assure you. And, you know, it's interesting. Barclays Bank commissioned a very sober-minded financial analyst to look into these drugs to say, you know, should it guide, should we be changing any of our investment decisions based on, you know, these drugs? She came back and said, if you want a comparison for how big the effect of these drugs is going to be, you've got to look at the invention of the smartphone, right? Like, whoa, when you hear that. And she's just a very sober-minded analyst, right? Not someone prone to kind of hype. I think she's right. And what it's doing is it's bringing to the surface a lot of the deep underlying ideas about obesity or insights about obesity that we've kind of hidden. Because one of the things I wanted to think about is, well, how did we even get to this point where half the population of the United States, for example, wants to drug themselves to eat less? Like, well, this seems crazy. How did this happen? And it's really important to realize how recent the obesity epidemic is. I actually think people in South Africa find this easier to understand because it's happened a bit more recently for you guys than it has for us. So if you look at the obesity epidemic, right, human beings exist for 300,000 years and obesity is very rare. And then literally in my lifetime, I'm 45, obesity explodes. According to the World Health Organization, it's more than trebled in my lifetime, right? Just blows up. Why would that be? We know why. This change happens, this rise in obesity happens everywhere that makes one change. It's where people move from mostly eating a diet based on fresh whole foods they prepare on the day to mostly eating a diet of processed and ultra-processed foods, which means foods that are constructed in factories out of chemicals. And it turns out these foods affect us in a completely different way. They make it much harder for us to ever feel full, to get that signal that we've had enough, right? And what these drugs do is they give you back your sense of fullness. I realize now I had never felt full until I took Ozempic. But of course, that comes at a cost. We're in a trap. These drugs are a trapdoor. They're a risky, rusty trapdoor. We should make sure our kids don't grow up in this trap. I went to countries that have done that, like Japan. But we're in a difficult position right now. And I hope my book, Magic Pill, is a chance for people to really think through this dilemma, to know how these drugs will feel, the benefits, the risk, how they'll feel in your body, how they'll feel psychologically. Because we really need to think about this extraordinary revolution that's about to hit us.
Yeah. And I just want to say to the listeners that if a question has come up in your mind as Johanna's answered something, or if I've asked a question, you want to say, yes, but what about? Yes, but what about? Yes, but what about this? It's actually all in the book. You've literally, that's what I loved about this book, is as something came up, you then answered it. It's all there. It is all there, from the psychological, the biological, looking at pharmaceutical, looking at the food industry, looking at people. Just it's all there. What a great book, Johan. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for writing such an important book. Wow. And, it's really been great. And I really hope, as you say, it is going to explode in South Africa soon. And I think that people will need to get their hands on this book, certainly if they're thinking about taking it, or families or friends, and get a great understanding. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. I'm so moved by everything you said about the book. I'm really grateful to you. That's lovely. Thank you so much.
Oh, yeah. And thank you very much, and take care. Look forward to chatting you again when you release. I know that the next book is going to be highly emotive, but hopefully we'll chat after that one too. And all the best with this. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Bye. Thanks.
Bye-bye. Johan Hari, and that is The Magic Pill, The Extraordinary Benefits and Disturbing Risks of the New Weight Loss Drugs. That is Ozempic. You really need to get your hands on the book. It's all there. It's brilliant. Very interesting, fascinating times. Hey, we've come to the end of the show. I hope you've enjoyed it. I hope you've enjoyed being with me with these fascinating guests. Remember, you can catch the podcasts on the Chai FM website. From me, Nikki Seberini, until not next week, the week after, take care and goodbye.